You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU, and today is Earth Day, El Día de la Madre Tierra, and in studios today we have Ryan Schutz with Sustainable Resilient Longmont to speak about the 8th annual Longmont Earth Day celebration, a free community event, an environmental education expo, and lots of other programming for children and families. Welcome, Ryan. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Rosanna. Thanks for having us. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. El Día de la Madre Tierra. So beautiful. So this Longmont celebration started 8 years ago. How did it start it and how has it evolved?
The Longmont Earth Day celebration is really what started Sustainable Resilient Longmont. The group got together to create an event that would inspire the youth to love their planet, care for their planet. It's slowly grown over the course of 8 years. We had a couple of hard years with the pandemic where we had to take it online and it was all done on video, you know, like everything else. But we're excited to be back live and in person.
And you have such a huge programming. I was looking at it. You know, this year it feels especially important to recognize Earth Day because of the fires and all the ways climate change has started to impact our lives. And it seems like at least locally, the earth is burning and we have an unusual dry April. It's the first time I see an April so dry, not green like I used to see it. What does Earth Day mean to you now?
Well, I see Earth Day as an opportunity to, one, celebrate this planet. It's an amazing place. It's the only one we've got, right? So we've got to have some joy. We've got to understand what we need to fight for. And that's the second half of what Earth Day is all about, is taking some time to reflect and think about what we can do to take care of this planet that we all share, and do what we can do to slow or reverse climate change, because it's here. It's not in the future. Part of it is now past tense. The climate in Boulder County has already changed. It's that simple. Now the ecology has to change to match it, and that's going to create some big challenges for everybody who lives here.
And we need to adapt.
Oh, yeah. There's there's so much we can do. I have four kids, and, it can be challenging because they see what's happening, and it's easy to find reasons to fear, maybe more so than it is to find reasons for hope. And I feel like, you know, once a week I have to give a pep talk, because the reality is we're 10 years from turning this thing around. If we all sat down and worked together, did what we can do, we could get the climate back on track. I mean, there's damage that's been done that we're not going to undo, but we can halt this thing, but we have to band together. We have to do it. And you know, that's where Earth Day started in 1970. A U.S. Senator created Earth Day as a response to, you know, the Cuyahoga River burning, the Santa Barbara oil spill. And on Earth Day in 1970, 20 million Americans showed up to say, we want better, we want more, we want to take care of our planet, we want to take care of our neighbors. And, you know, before Earth Day, there was no EPA. There was no Clean Air Act. And those things came out of Earth Day. And I feel like we need to reconnect with where Earth Day started. You know, it's a call to action. It's a call to do what we can to save this planet.
We only have one.
Yeah. And, it's a pretty special place. I love it. Everything I love is here. Yeah. Everything I know is here. And I would like to see us find the way to take better care of it. And, make life easier for future generations. I mean, the reality of climate change, the reality of what we've done to our planet is we are passing down greater and greater challenges to the next generations. And I think it's time for us to step up and make change. There are some exciting things happening. We're starting to see legislation to electrify America, you know, get gas out of homes, get people out of internal combustion cars. You know, the time is finally here. The technology is here that will allow us to get off of fossil fuels. And that's really the first big step we need to take. And we also have a big opportunity to handle our waste differently. You know, the stuff we throw in the landfill comes back out as methane. And methane is a far more powerful greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. And it eventually, you know, breaks down into carbon dioxide anyway. We need to nip that in the bud. And these are things that we can just do. Like, we just have to decide to do it. It's not like we have to invent a technology. It's not like, you know, cold fusion. It's something out in the future. This is real. This is right now. And this is something we can do today. We can start on Earth Day 2022. Let's do it now.
Today, that is Earth Day, El Día de la Madre Tierra. Tell us about this year's Earth celebration in Longmont. What can people expect tomorrow? And what and where will they find out more information? Because you have such a long agenda. It's a whole day.
Yeah, it's a big day. So if you're interested in joining us, go to srlongmont.org and check out the schedule. The activities begin at 10 and go until 3 p.m. We've got everything from a concert with Jeff and Paige, who are Boulder County legends. We have a herd of baby goats, eagles, owls, wiggly worms, community art projects. And so much more. I mean, it would take me more than the minute I have left to cover it all. So I encourage people to check out our website. We'll be at the Longmont Museum. And, you know, people can expect community. That's what it's really about, is connection.
So much fun. That was Ryan Schultz with Sustainable Resilient Longmont, a community that cultivates sustainability, environmental protection, responsibility, economic growth, and social equity. Thank you so much for coming to the studios.
Thanks, Rosanna.